Dear Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional land of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional land across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, you mob. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And like I said, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarning up strong there. Now, new research from the ANU, Australian National University, has found that Indigenous-led early education about healthy relationship mitigates the experience of family violence for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Commissioned by the Department of Social Services, the Family and Community Safety for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples, FACTS, study was Indigenous-led and analysed the response from 1,600 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The results established a need for support services to be orientated around families and broader kinship systems, said study director Dr. Jill Guthrie from ANU's Research School of Population Health. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Tom Pell and talk more on this situation. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you.
Good, Tom. Tom, where are you calling from?
If I may, I'm in my own hometown of Narromine in Wiradjuri country in
beautiful.
New South Wales.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tom. And what hat do you wear, Tom?
Okay, so I'm the founder of Red Dust Healing.
Yes.
And Red Dust Healing, if I may, before I start, I just want to acknowledge the lands and the waterways and the elders past, present and future of the lands that this has been broadcast to.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, so Red Dust Healing, it's a program that aims to give, you know, all people, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, a great understanding of identity and equip them with some self-evaluation skills.
Mm.
To deal with concepts of grief and loss and stress and anxiety and fear and, you know, to empower individuals, families and households and then communities to be part of their own solution.
Yes.
And that's what we do. And I do it by introduction of a series of visual, holistic tools just explain the main tool we use is the tree, and then the concept of the tree being the root system being...
Roots, yes.
Yeah, the roots.
And the roots go deep, don't they, Tom?
Yes, they do.
Exactly. Generations, ancestors.
Absolutely. And that root system of that tree represents family and friends and the people that are part of our lives, like mentors and that as well, and those ancestors, as you mentioned. And the trunk of the tree, the makeup of those people, the trunk of that tree becomes us, the individual.
Mm.
And the branches of the choices we make. Now, from down underneath, but also from an outside source, we get good nutrients, and good nutrients like love, respect, safety, belonging, caring, sharing, values, morals,
yes.
Wisdom. List goes on, identity. But unfortunately, from one or two root systems come some bad nutrients.
Yep.
And the bad nutrients are about abuse, neglect, abandonment, domestic violence. But grief and loss is a major part of rejection as well. And so rejection goes up that tree. It comes from one or two areas, or it may come from a lightning strike. And a lightning strike is an outside source of rejection. At the moment where that lightning strike is COVID.
Yes,
you know?
yes, exactly, yep.
So that's an outside source. It means the hurt didn't come from underneath.
Mm.
But rejection goes up that tree. We get into the trunk. We just get given it. We don't ask for it. Or it comes from that outside source. Rejection goes up. We make choices. And without us knowing, we send the rejection back down. And when we send it back down, as we come back through ourselves, disrespect and reject ourselves first before we send it back down to our partners, our brothers, our sisters, our nieces, our nephews. Or most importantly, we go from the trunk or the big tree to the root system, the little ones.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted to break. I wanted to break that concept of passing that hurt, that generational hurt, even though we didn't ask for it, from tree to sapling. And how we do that is by, when we've been rejected in our life, we spend the rest of our lives looking for acceptance, the love, the respect, the caring, all the good nutrients. They come from many more different root systems down underneath, but the good nutrients can come from outside source like nature or culture, and the good nutrients go up that tree. We get given them, go up, we make choices, send the good nutrients back down. And when we send the good nutrients back down, Russ, we actually come back through ourselves this time. Instead of rejecting ourselves, we're loving and respecting ourselves first before we pass it back down to mums, dads, brothers, sisters, partners, or go from the trunk of the big tree to the root system of the little one. And that's what I wanted to do, and to go from tree to sapling with good nutrients for our kids.
Well, exactly. It's a beautiful analogy when you're talking about the tree and how strong a tree is, and we're talking roots and branches and what have you, and bringing kinship and ancestors into the frame of things. Nicely explained, and virtually that's how us mob, that's how we live, isn't it, brother?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we only know what we know.
Exactly.
And what's passed on and from things, no matter... All of us, we're Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal, we're going to look at it. We only know what we know from the environment we grow up on. This is just a different way, because what a strong tree does, it gives back. It gives back. And that's
it
what
gives
we
life.
Do. And that's right. We give life from the oxygen. You know, it can be, if we look at ancient traditional times, didges, spears, boomerangs, it just gives. Shelter,
fire.
You know, the care, fire, it's exactly. Just gives. And that's why that concept of that tree is so important. And I just wanted to share that with our listeners, just to understand that a little bit about what Red Dust is about. It's that visual holistic tool that allows people... I get people, and I'm doing something a little bit later, the Savo for a NAIDOC down this way, we're getting young people to draw their own tree, write their name down the trunk of it, write their dad's name, their father's name, their auntie's name, their uncles, their brothers, their sisters, their pets, their, you know, all the ancestors, both sides, both lives.
Well, if you look at the 40,000 billion of trees out there, they're all different, aren't they?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
When that tree makes oxygen... It don't make black hair make white hair, it just makes hair. You
know? Yeah, yeah. That's right, brother.
Don't go walking in the street. But it's just about giving us understanding and what that, if we go back to nature and we could never derive from it, it teaches you so much.
Yes.
It is so, so special. But what I love about part of the things that we're doing is about empowering communities. We'll first of all start with the individuals, take them through the program, the families, then the communities, and then what it does, and we do it in the trainer, like communities come up with funds, because this is a business for me, and they come up with funds, and then we train up local people in communities.
Good.
To deliver it. Who better to be delivering?
Black on black, mob on mob, mob with mob.
Than those that come from there, and that's what I'm thinking. And I just believe in it. And to date, we've, from my end, we've covered, we counted up over 17,000 people now been through Red Dust Healing.
Good, beautiful. And you got a web page there, Tom?
Yep. It's you just type in "rolling with the red dust" or just Red Dust Healing Proprietary Limited, and it will come up.
Good, fantastic. Beautiful. Nice sharing with you, Tom. And thank you for sharing with our deadly listeners, brother. Powerful. So get the mob, go online and, Google Red Dust Healing. All the information's there. And they can use the system, can't they?
Yeah, they can. And if I may, Cambrian, I may want to, if you don't mind, just 2 minutes of my acknowledgement. My uncle was Uncle Kenny Ray's from Kenny.
Oh, beautiful, yes. Uncle Kenny with us in spirit, yes.
Yeah, my acknowledgement. And thank you for doing what you're doing, my brother.
No, brother, thank you very much. You take care, brother Tom, and all the best to you and your family. Stay safe, brother, eh?
Take care, and thank you for your time, listeners.
Too deadly. That's our brother there, Uncle Tom Powell, and he's the founder of Red Dust Healing. Look, a fantastic program. It's using the analogy of a tree. Do check it out, and you can put this deadly system into your organization with family connection and all that sort of stuff. It's beautiful, powerful, and black on black, as I said. Fantastic. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully Run here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from Nakari. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, First Nation voice need to be heard on women's safety. We're going to catch up a Yana with Jenny McAllister on the line. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm really well, Trevor. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming to the program. Jenny, where are you based? Where are you calling from?
Gadigal Land. I'm here in Alexandria in Sydney.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much. Jenny, just confirming the hat you wear in regarding this conversation we're having.
Yeah, so I'm a Labor Senator and I'm also Labor's Shadow Assistant Minister for Communities and the Prevention of Violence. Mm-hmm. And practically what that means is that I'm one of the people in the Labor Party, along with my friend and colleague Linda Burney,
yes,
who thinks most about what we're doing about preventing family violence.
Yeah, true. Look, it's a very important space and we need to come together as a community to stamp it out and the old phrase, get it together, together, Jenny.
Yeah. Exactly. It's too many Australian women who are experiencing violence right now. I think there's a lot of goodwill in the community to really tackle this. This year we've talked about it more publicly than has ever happened in my adult life. And it's really important that we seize this opportunity and start making the concrete changes we need to make to bring these rates of violence down.
Yes, for sure. And the government's doing their bit in regarding shelter and also privacy and protecting our women and children out there in regarding ex-partners, finding where they are.
Yeah, look, one of my concerns has been that the government hasn't taken this very seriously for the last 8 years. And so it's really taken a big community movement to demand that the government start taking this seriously. There's a few things that we really know matter, though, and one of them, of course, is just giving women a place to go. Mm. I was up in Cairns earlier in the year and had a really good talk to lots of the services that work on the front line with women who are escaping violence, and they said really the big issue is housing. There just isn't enough housing in the local area, and it makes it very hard to leave if you do want to leave a violent partner.
Well, exactly. And when you look at what COVID-19 has brought, this pandemic, sometimes our victims are with the culprit in the same house, locked down, and that's a dangerous situation.
That's right, and it's why we've made a very big commitment around supporting the development of new emergency resources, but also new long-term housing options for women and children escaping violence. It's interesting, though, too, because when we talk with lots of the First Nations people around the community, they say something additional, which is, you know, in the end, people are going to live in community, going to want to stay in community, and we need to have some do some really careful thinking about how we support those women to stay safe within their own community.
Exactly.
Actually, leaving community is not what many First Nations women want. It's not practical for many First Nations women, and we're really looking for First Nations communities to provide leadership to develop some solutions here. And those communities, I've got to say, really need more support than they're getting at the moment. We know there's plenty of First Nations women who've, for many decades, been fighting to support the women and children in their community. And governments need to give those women support.
Exactly. Exactly. And so there's still a lot of work to be done in this space. And, we've lost a lot of, beautiful people out there because of this situation. So there is a big gap there and we need to close this gap.
That's too right. there's a big legacy of trauma for many Aboriginal communities and Torres Strait Islander communities. That's what people tell me around the country. Mm. And I think that as parliamentarians, we need to take that seriously. First Nations people tell us when we go and talk that what we're really looking for are better services for families.
Yes.
Located in communities and led by First Nations people. That's the approach that I'd like to see more of.
And the fact that we're having Jan here on First Nation Radio Station, national program at that, National Talk Black, look, it's another tool, another string to the bow, and we are working together. And Jenny, thank you very much for sharing. And a lot of work needs to be done, and very important to look after our women and children. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you, Trevor. Really great to be here. Bye.
All the best to you. Take care. Bye-bye. So there it is, Jenny McAllister, Shadow Cabinet Secretary and Shadow Assistant Minister for Communities and the Prevention of Family Violence, Labor Senator for New South Wales, and we're talking about First Nation voice need to be heard on women's safety, very much so. A lot of work needs to be done there, and we're losing too many of our women and our children because of this situation. And true, men out there, men need to be strong in the warriors of the 21st century, and that's operating in a great space, in a safe space at that. We're going to catch up, have a yarn now. We've got George on the line. George's going to have a yarn with us. I think it's Georgie Ryan. George, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Trevor.
Good, brother. Welcome to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, brother.
Yeah, you're a man from my Mission Beach area, my mum's side and my father's side, and up this way. Cairns area.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful.
So I want to touch on that lady who's talking about our women, you know, being without homes and stuff.
Yes.
Well, I was going to ask you about that now because the money they get from the government goes to the land council. And the land council, that money's supposed to go to the PBCs. And the PBCs are supposed to build houses for the people. And I'm talking about the TOs on their country.
Mm-hmm. That's the system, now, supposed system, is what you're saying.
Now, if any other TOs out there need housing, ask your PBCs to come forward and ask them where the money's been spent.
Yeah, okay,
and
yes.
Ask the Land Council the same question.
Yeah.
Where's all that money be going? If you fellas got brand new homes and brand new cars, well, you're ripping the rest of the people off, which is unfair.
Yeah, okay, brother. That's your point, eh? You feel though that there's a loophole, the money's not going to grassroots or going to the people? George? No, George, you're right. Lost you there. George, you're right. George, I picked up what you were saying, my brother. Yes, thank you very much for your call in. If you want to call back, lost you there, brother, and continue the conversation. But in regard to, we were speaking about housing safety for women. You add to that conversation regarding housing for our mob grassroots when you look at overcrowded houses. You're saying that money has been given from the government to the communities, Aboriginal communities, and to PBCs. And that's for the people who go to the PBC and ask for money for housing. That's your statement. That's the so-called system. And you're singing out for people to address the PBC or the councils. There it is. Have you say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Jan with Bully One, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. We have to get black to reality. That's what Sister Rochelle Watson-Pitt says. Here's her daily track. Enjoy.
Being Aboriginal, well, how am I supposed to be?
Rochelle Watson Pitt there, Black to Reality. You're black on this daily program, National Talk Black. Your mob can have your saber. Call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's our BBM, Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yana, strong your mob. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. That's the Facebook page for you keyboard warriors. And you can have a yarn and yarn up strong here and yarn with a bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program taking right up to 12 noon Queensland time. So do add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Heidi Allen from Census and talk about that space. Some of you may think you missed a boat, but I think there's still an opportunity for you to fill out your census and very important to do so. Heidi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not good. Yourself?
I'm very good. Sister, before you start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Heidi Allen from a Gunnawari woman from Tamworth, New South Wales, currently in Ngunnawal country though, here in Canberra.
All right, beautiful sister. So we're talking census. We had a date to for the census to be filled out for brothers and sisters out there who have not done it. Have they missed a boat? Can they still do it?
No, they haven't missed the boat. They can still do it. But yes, it's really important that everyone who hasn't completed it would have got a reminder letter in the mail. It's really important not to disregard that reminder letter. There's still time to complete it.
And where are we at? Would you know in regarding percentages how we're looking as First Nation people filling out census?
Yeah, we can say Queensland as a whole is about 91%. So there's still quite a few people that haven't filled that one in.
Okay, so there's work to be done there. And just let our listeners know how important the census are and what it does to get this information from families.
Absolutely. So every response still matters and yours does too. So everything that you put into the census helps provide services for your community, like those mums and bubs programs, health, clinics, housing, all that stuff informs the census. So your response counts and we desperately need it.
Yeah, fantastic. So, and otherwise, how they can do it online, or who do they contact if they've got any queries or any situations out there?
Absolutely. Please call 1-800-512-441 if you need help completing that census. We can help you over the phone, help you fill that one in, or jump online. So please call that 512-441 if you haven't filled it out. There's still time. We really need your answers.
Good, beautiful. Heidi, thank you very much for the updates, and we'll keep plugging it here on First Nation Radio Station on National Talkback. All the best to you, Heidi. Take care. Keep smiling. You we'll yarn soon.
So
young
too. Bye.
Bye-bye. There she is. That's Heidi Allen, and she's with Census and represents First Nation people on the Census. Now, thinking back in 10th August was the time it should have been filled out. If you have not already filled it out, there's still time. And look, it doesn't take long. And I did my bits and with over a cup of tea, too easy, but it's beautiful information, important information, and it helps in regarding where funding goes, especially for our mob, if we're talking about closing the gaps, housing, employment, all the above, and that sort of information that you put into the census, it helps with those decisions. So do your bit to help your mob, help you and your mob. That's what it's all about. So very important tool. Do utilise it, your mob. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I come from a tropical mystical place, a group of islands somewhere in the Torres Strait. If you don't know, open a map and see, it's between Australia and Papua New Guinea.
I'm an islander.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Born to the sword of deep diving, pearls left straight, sailing over top of Cairo. Sea well, felt to work in a feel good sugar cane. Heard the whistle calling from a railroad train. Your story feels like home to me. My wonders, I think I'll see. Wish I could hear you play.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM
98.7. I remember the day. Love. Pearly shells from the ocean, shining in the sun, the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all those little pearly shells.
Forever the stars that twinkle in the blue.
Beautiful track there, Pearly Shells, Uncle Seam and Dan, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn with beautiful Samantha from WA. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Your program is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, darling. How do you like Pearly Shells? Were you swaying your hips there, girl?
I love that music.
Lovely music. And John as well?
Oh, yes, he's well. He's out shopping and paying bills.
Good. Good, good, good. You got him under the thumb there. You got him rolling.
Absolutely. Someone has to.
Exactly, exactly. Keep the men in line. Your beautiful sonny, look after you. He's a carer and your loyal listener to our First Nation radio station as well as this program, National Talk Black.
Oh, he's got all his friends listening to the program too.
Ah, you're working towards being our marketing manager.
Absolutely.
Put the word out.
Lovely. I don't expect pay because your program is enough pay.
Oh, beautiful. No, it's a good tool, and people do utilise it, and I know you do. It's an educational tool as well as entertaining and good conversations, I feel.
Oh, the conversations are wonderful. You know, I have a query. You know all the money, the funding that we give to the underprivileged countries?
Yes.
Where is it going?
Well, exactly. Well, yeah, the old saying, charity starts at home, you know, and we should be looking after our own first.
Exactly. We've got money's a lot
the tool.
Of people, as you know, I'm in West Australia, and we have a lot of people living off the streets.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, with that comes the, well, housing, but also in the medical situation regarding, mental illness, yeah, all the above. And that's where, like I said, the best, we should be coming together as
they
human beings,
be
as Australians.
Don't they? We have to look after our own first.
Exactly.
Not being selfish, I don't think so.
No, it starts there, you know. And, the old saying, the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. And we need to do a lot more than that.
We have to look after our own country. This is the most wonderful country in the world.
Well, exactly. And it's the first world country, you know. And
absolutely.
You know,
so We should appreciate it. You see, when I was employing staff, if they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, I had the permission to dismiss them.
Sure. So what work were you into, Samantha?
Pardon?
What work did you do?
I was promotional manager for Maya.
Okay, well, there you go.
And I believe the government's not doing the job, so we have the right, we're paying their salary, to dismiss them.
Well, there are a lot of people out there who are not working but do want to work, and there's people out there who are working and getting paid to work, but they're not doing the job.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a little vicious circle, but
it is.
Charity begins at home, and this is what we should be preserving, and your culture is the oldest culture on the earth.
And we're sharing, caring people, darling. That's within our DNA.
Yes. I've found that out. I've found that I've got a wonderful neighbour, and she is absolutely wonderful to
me. What's your neighbour's name? Let's give her a shout-out.
Julie.
Hey, Julie. Big shout out, Julie. So she's a left of you or right of you?
She's right of me.
Okay. And your neighbours on the left?
Yes.
Lovely, beautiful. So Julie's First Nation woman?
She's absolutely. I don't know, but I tell you what, even her family is so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's even that conversation, having the conversation, Samantha, with your next-door neighbour about our culture. So you've got, a professor to the right of you. So do utilise it, sister.
It's just beautiful. I spread it and she's spreading it all around. So you've got a lot of listeners in West Australia.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So kind. And a big shout out to John. Tell him I said hello and keep doing his job and looking after you, Samantha.
And you keep doing your job because I go to sleep with your channel and I wake up in the morning and it's wonderful. Thank you
very,
very much.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A lovely call there from Samantha from WA and, like I said, loyal listener and her beautiful son, John. He's a carer. And so we just found out that Samantha has next door neighbour, Julie, First Nation woman. Big shout-out, Julie. And, educate non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there about our culture. And you're a student there right next to you in regard to Samantha. So there it is. Have you say you mob, yarn up strong. Got about 8 minutes left on program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, there it is. Treaty Yothu Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. But you may have to do that tomorrow because we're coming to a close here at the moment. Let's talk AFL. Got the grand final decider happening on the 25th of September. That's about 12 days away. And the two Melbourne teams, Melbourne Demons and Western Bulldogs, are in the grand final. And they will be playing the grand final in Perth, Optus Stadium, WA. So congratulations, WA, in receiving the grand final. And congratulations to the two teams playing in the grand final, Melbourne Demons and the Western Bulldogs. And you can give us a call, tell us who your team is and who you think will win. And in regard to the NRL, well, what's happening in the NRL space is the semi-finals are still going ahead. We just had Titans got knocked out on the weekend to the Roosters, a very close one. And their brother center there just had to throw the ball out to one more pass, and they could have won it, but the team got around him and supported him. And unfortunately, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Congratulations to Mackay, North Queensland Township. They got the semi-finals, doubleheader, Friday and Saturday night. The Sea Eagles on Friday up against the Roosters, and on the Saturday night, Panthers up against the Eels. The winner out of the Sea Eagles and Roosters will be playing the Rabbitohs. And the Panthers and the Eels, the winner there, will be playing and the Melbourne Storms to see who goes in the grand final. And the loser this weekend is out of it. So that's where we are. Like I said, the end of the business season, business part of the NRL, and that's where we're heading. But time for Murray got to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Our Voice for Our People, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the conversations. And you can always add to the conversation via calling 1-800-422-416. Or you can always text 24/7 if you're on the shy side, or give your opinion or make your statement 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM 98.7 FM. All right, your mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic and need to abide by the rules. Borders are opening up and borders are still closed. Either way, abide by the rules. Still getting people sneaking across the borders, which causes havoc. And we are all in this together, are we not? All right, your mob, here's Deadly Brothers and Sisters. Black Image. One shout out, your mob there. Hopeville, too deadly.